it's hard, you know, when you see anybody have something like that happen in practice, but especially Chris, you know, watching how far he's come as a player in the last couple of years, me being as close to him as I am, and then there's a selfish part of it where he's just a guy we enjoy being around every day, and he's such a great teammate. It's hard.
What'd you see on the play?
It's one of those things that's happened 1,000 times before. I think he probably came up and then came down. I don't know if it was an ankle or what, but we'll find out here shortly. We had that talk already. Yeah, they know. Luckily, we have a mature group of young guys, and you know, these things happen. It's unfortunate. It's a tough part of this business, but everyone's got to rally.
Was it the thing that was going on in the middle of the field afterwards? Was it a little update on Chris or something?
Not so much an update, but you know, things like that do happen, and I thought it would be good to get everyone together and just, you know, and just talk about that, because you know, things like that do kind of change the pace and the mood of practice, and as hard as it is, you got to find a way to rise above it and get back to work, and it's hard to do, especially with someone like Chris, who we all respect so much. And I've said this last couple of weeks, because they're so mature for their age. You know, they come in, they're not afraid to communicate, they're sharp, they're in the playbook every night, they ask the right questions, they stick around with us after practice and kind of follow our lead and conditioning and in the playbook and in the film room. And those are the kind of things you like to see from guys who are born in 1990 and later.
Is there anything you can say to Scott? I mean, I know you're to Chris, I know when you walked over, you said something, is he sitting on the cart? I mean, what can you say to him?
It's, you know, we've the longer you play, you have these freakish kind of injuries in a situation like that. It's happened 1,000 times before, and it's just a freakish thing. So it's hard. There's no explanation for why or how, but you just got to keep your head up, and it's important for if this thing is, you know, is going to be as long as, you know, some of us might fear, then everybody's got to rally around them. It's important to keep the guys tight and close together. That's important.